Hello, and welcome to Wings Over Water, the Creativity and Recovery Show on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Wings Over Water is an ongoing experiment of the many, many ways that we can use our recovery to strengthen our creativity, and we can use our creativity to strengthen our recovery. My name is Kathy Moser. I'm a songwriter, artist, and person in long-term recovery, and your host for this show. And I'm really hoping that this is going to become our show and that we can together use this venue to help people connect and to support people in recovery who want to explore and deepen their creativity. I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you. Creativity, just like recovery, happens in community because life is a we program. One of my mentors in recovery told me that I could tell that my life was getting better when I noticed that the quality of the people that I got to spend time with was improving. This week, I'm really privileged to be able to bring you an interview with Natalia Zuckerman, who I've also been privileged to be performing with this year. I was able to interview her at the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance. Just one small word, we are recording in a hotel room and the audio is not perfect. I have, however, since then bought a new microphone for my phone, so it'll get better, folks. I am delighted to have as my guest tonight my new friend, Natalia Zuckerman, who is a really gifted songwriter, musician, guitar player. She's recording her 7th album at the moment. Also a very gifted visual artist, tours internationally, and I'm so happy you could be with us on the show today.
I'm so happy to ever be near you, Kathy.
Natalia and I have like way too much fun playing music together. So listen, I have a couple questions for you about your thoughts about recovery, creativity, and self-care. Mm-hmm. So I guess first I'd like to ask you, you know, are there ways in which your recovery has affected your creativity?
I really love being asked this question because it's not necessarily something I've thought about. But my creativity has, I'm celebrating a year of active recovery right now. Thank you. And I think one of the gifts that I've been given over this year, I have been thinking a lot since it's my anniversary month, is pause and taking time to not react has been huge for me. And just a gentle quality that's come into my life that I have always been able to give to other people, I'm finally able to start giving it to myself. I'm doing things at my own pace. So in terms of creativity, I put a lot of pressure on myself to have output and be prolific and practice things to perfection and learn a new instrument. And it's like it's progress, not perfection. So I'm just continuing on and I'm making progress in my own creativity that is measurable. And what has happened, no surprise to anybody who knows about this, is that the productivity has increased because I'm not judging in the same way and I'm trusting that I'm on the right path. I think that also having a relationship with a higher power is huge for creativity, being open to hearing and hearing different levels and synthesizing it and letting it soak in and not being afraid of it.
Natalia was courageous enough to share with us an early version of a new song of hers called Courage to Change.
Well, I've been here so many times, I ought to know my way by now. Just a couple old stores and one hotel and the covered bridge downtown. But nothing looks familiar here. It's all been rearranged. Well, I've been here so many times without the courage to change. And I've been here so many times, and every time there you are. I mean, you work at the Welcome Center, can't really get too far. This time I'm gonna drive on by, switching to the passing lane. Cause I've been here so many times without the courage to change. And if you wanna know the road you travel, then just close your eyes. When you wanna be heard, it's best to practice listening. We're gonna make it through the dark. Just gotta be right where we are. Cause we've been here so many times, we don't bother to say hello. Just how long you've been gone this time, how long before you go. But be kind to the visitor, all strangers trying to feel as strange. Oh, we've been here so many times without the courage to change. And if you wanna know the road you travel, then just close your eyes. When you wanna be heard, it's best to practice listening. We'll make it through. Ooh, ooh, there's enough moonlight to light the way, baby. Ooh, ooh, don't be afraid. Ooh, there's a new path and a better way, darling. Ooh, ooh, it's gonna be okay. Times, but I still don't know the way. I wind up here all wrapped in fear, my feet trapped in clay. So I'll build me a house of mud, crawl inside and stay. I've been here so many times without the courage to change. Been here so many times without the courage to change. I've been here so many times without the courage to change.
That's Natalia Zuckerman with The Courage to Change, also featuring Willie Porter on guitar and vocals. Now back to the interview.
So, you know, we were talking before about the possibility about you know, recovery giving us a good orderly direction and a manageable life, but that there may be some aspects of creativity that's just inherently not controllable. And I wonder what your thoughts are, and if like having a path of spiritual path of recovery has shifted in any way your interaction with that aspect of creativity.
I mean, I think that's part of what we love about the creative process. It's not that different from the unmanageability that we often seek out, that it feels overwhelming. You get into this breathless state where you have seven different verses and a chorus, and maybe there's even a painting happening, and there's also all these other thoughts and ideas that are rushing out, and something magical happens when they synthesize. And I think, if I think about it in terms of recovery, turning it all over and knowing that there's a path for it that is really outside of your control is really helpful. I mean, you have to show up and do the work. You always do in the creative process. But to know that if this thing wants to get here, it's going to get here. Like, I love what you say in workshops a lot is, you know, you'll say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-ba-da. So what I just did for you is model recovery. I don't know where I'm going, or I know where I need to go. I don't know how I'm going to get there.
And I don't care if I look stupid while I figure it out.
I don't care if I look stupid. It has been incredibly, it's so insightful and it's so informative to me that if I have an idea, a nugget of a melody or a lyric, and it wants to get here, it's going to get here. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen, but I'll figure it out. And so being comfortable in the unmanageability. However, recovery also lets me go, oh, I should turn off my phone, and I should set aside time, and I should not should, there's no should, it's just I want to, this is what I'm here for. And I now have to not overschedule my life and give myself and this creative being that wants to get here, it's just do and concentrate and focus. And I think that's a battle when you're a creative person, especially if you're self-employed and you work for yourself. You have to just, you have a million office tasks to do at the same time, but just put those away, focus, and again, to take a breath and listen and take space and know that if it doesn't get here in the next 2 hours, it's okay. It will or it won't. And either way, the outcome is kind of the same.
When I asked Natalia to suggest some songs of hers for the show, she recommended this one. This is a song called Rambling, Song for Rambling Jack. It's from an album of hers called Gypsies and Clowns, Natalia Zuckerman and Friends Live at Space. Again, there'll be links to her website on my show page. So this is Song for Rambling Jack by Natalia Zuckerman.
Walking with my heart stretched out, it's so stretched out it's pushing right through my shirt. Sure is a messy way to carry my love around. I'm all exposed, bleeding and hurt. And I don't need these breadcrumbs, no, 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 I just wipe them off my pants. I watch them fall and they go left, right, left, right. They swirl around in their own little breadcrumb dance. You know I get to where I'm going, yeah. Somehow I'll get back, oh, whoa. I take after a rambling man and I put my wheels in his track. I come from a long line, yes I do, of gypsies and wandering clowns. Sometimes we find each other along the way, and today I met my own father in a small Texas town. He said, girl, what you doing here? You must have your mother worried sick. He drew me a map and it went left, right, left, right. In the Texas dirt with his worn out walking stick, he said, this is where I'm going. And I've gotta go alone. Oh, whoa, yeah. There's no turning back for us, my baby. There's no going home. Train to catch and songs to try, ideas to drink from, lips to dry. I got a restless tongue classifying us left, right, left, right, till I'm satisfied. I'll just keep going and somehow I'll get back. Oh, whoa. I take after a rambling man. So I just keep going, somehow I'll get back. Oh, yes, I take after a rambling man. And I put my wheels in his, I put my wheels in his, I put my wheels in his track. Thank you.
That was featuring the amazing Natalia Zuckerman and the equally amazing Trina Hamlin on harmonica. Hey, do you know a musician or a song that you think would be great for the show? Let me know. I'd really like to hear your feedback. Shoot me an email at kathymoser@mac.com. Check out the show page and all the contact information's there. Well, now let's get back to that interview with Natalia in the hotel room at the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance.
That's a great segue, I think, to the topic of self-care. And I really like the fact that you alluded to the fact that creativity, or the idea that creativity is in some ways has aspects of that chaotic life we might have sought before recovery. And so we still want to engage in that creative energy. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on any ways your self-care might have shifted, besides just being gentler and slowing down, if there's any other ways you've noticed your self-care shifting in recovery that's actually helped you in your art.
Yeah, I think the thing that I do self-care-wise that's the most important to me is physical activity. And I think I had shame about it for a while because it felt like selfish in some strange way. You know, I mean, you said this to me too. It's like when you start to get better, people think you're getting worse. Especially your family, you know. But giving myself, knowing that for me, it's about mental health rather than physical health. Physical health is great too, but if I don't physically exercise every day, I don't feel good and I can't be creative and I don't feel at home in this current incarnation of my vessel. And
so, I'm really sorry this is a radio interview because it's definitely more, you're missing a lot when you talk to Natalia and you can't see her hand activities and her facial expressions.
I'm gesticulating about my physique. You're missing my dance moves. But yeah, knowing that, you know, recovery is, it's, I don't know that it's my number one priority, but it's up there. And sometimes it is. And giving it, that has taken the better part of this year to say, you know what? I have to get to this meeting or this interaction with someone is going to take precedence over anything else that's happening. And it's never the wrong choice. Ever, 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 ever. Neither is physically exercising for me and taking care, giving myself that gift every day. And if also giving myself the gift of, if I really don't have time to do it or I don't feel good, not beating myself up about it in some weird way. Just knowing that it's part of who I am and how I need to be in this world. So really taking, and carving out the time, actually, it's kind of fun. It's a little bit of a puzzle, you know, with our lives. Sometimes you have to get somewhere at 8 a.m. and you're not done till 8 p.m. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to get up at 5:30.
Right. If you get to follow Natalia on Facebook, which I encourage you to do, you'll see her postings. She was just in Spain, and I saw your pictures from getting up early in the morning and running in Spain.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That sentence alone is just ludicrous. I got up early in Spain to go running. Wah! It was just an amazing gift to, you know, be in another country and go explore, and also center myself because here I am in another country, in another time zone, another language, another food. Another way of life, and then learning a new style of music. So disconcerting in a lot of ways. Living with strangers, what do I have that's consistent? I have my recovery, I have things that I do every day for that, and I have physical activity. Other things of self-care I'm not as good at, such as dental care and getting me to the doctor regularly and things like that. Are hard. I don't know whether, I think I grew up with a lot of that. There was regulated doctor care. I just, for some reason, I yell at all my friends to go to the doctor. Like, you have a lump and you haven't gone to the doctor? Well, I've had lumps and not gone to the doctor for a long time. And that happened recently. I was in a state of unmanageability, for sure, before I kind of ramped up recovery process, and it ended up that I had cysts, and I had to have surgery, and, you know, my body was telling me, and I was ignoring it.
Right. I think a lot of people who've been affected by alcoholism and addiction have a disordered relationship with self-care.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but for me, definitely a challenge in recovery has been to allow myself to get better. So check this out. Here's Natalia's song called Better Me.
There's a bit of me I've been working on. I've got beliefs now that I'm going on. That there's a place deep down where I come from. All the time, yes, all the time. And there's a better you I've been waiting on. I've got this book you should read when I get done. It says a better you has been here all along. All the time, all the time. All this time that I spent with you, just trying to get somewhere closer to the truth. We walked right on up to the edge of it, but we sat down, yeah. I've got a wooden box inside a cardboard box, inside a plastic box on a basement shelf. And I go down there, but maybe once a year, by myself, all by myself. It's got those pictures there and all those memories. It's got that diamond ring that you gave to me. I'm gonna bury that under the Bodhi tree, by myself, by myself. 'Cause all this time with you, just trying to get somewhere closer to the truth. We walked right on up to the edge of it, but we sat down, we sat down, yes, down by the riverside. Lay down, my love, lay down. We'll make our house from this tall grass, make a feather bed from this dusty ground, and go right on up to where the river bends. Yes. Let's throw this all in. Let's start again. There's a better me, there's a better you, and they've been waiting for us to catch up to them. And they hold our hands and remind us too, all the time, yeah, all the time, all the time, all the time, all this time.
Few people I get to interview who is multimedia, in that you not only are a songwriter, but you also paint, and a lot of times there's a relationship between those two. So I just wonder, because I'm just curious, and I think our listeners would be really interested to hear too, about like what's that like for you, and when did you realize you wanted to have your paintings be friends with your songs, or cousins, or whatever they are?
Yeah, cousins. That's awesome. We're distant cousins. Yeah, I always really thought of them as separate processes, that I am a very illustrative painter. I always tell a story, show an object. I do murals, and murals tell a story. My songs came from a much more angst-ridden, working out something emotional. And they know, my songs have changed. I think they're still emotional, but I'm more interested in widening a lens and telling a story. So I think that when I became comfortable with that and kind of got out the early navel-gazy
Michael-ish way of songwriting. They're no longer separate entities to me in the way that they tell stories. There's a set of questions that you ask yourself while you're writing that are not dissimilar to the set of questions I ask myself while painting. To like, what is the relationship between this color and this space? What is the relationship between this character in the verse and in the chorus? It's very similar. It's pretty cool. And my approach, too, is to enjoy every brushstroke and really enjoy the process that is so illuminating and exhilarating and harrowing of songwriting. It's not working! And then all of a sudden, it's working.
Is that like really recovery? Cool.
Yeah! You just have to keep at it. Keep working it. It works if you work it. that one is really true, so just keep working it. And you don't even have to know. That's what's brilliant. You don't have to know. You just have to show up. And creativity is very much like that. If you don't show up and pick up your instrument and try it out every day, then you're never going to know. So you show up for your recovery, too, and it's you have no idea what's lying ahead.
That was Natalia Zuckerman, and that's it for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me on Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. My name's Kathy Moser. I'm so happy to be part of City of Angels Recovery Radio. Their show is every single day of the week, so check out the website, learn more, and if you're enjoying it, please tell a friend. And we look forward to hearing from you, and have a great week. I hope you have a week in which your recovery supports your creativity, and your creativity supports your recovery. Be well.